Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. He's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. We thank God for another blessed day. And hey, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord, once again for this blessed day and this broadcast. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless us on this broadcast to give your word for your glory. Touch every heart and every ear that is tuned into this broadcast. And those that are seeking the truth, Lord, let them find. In Jesus' name, we will give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, today is Saturday. And for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it means the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for my brother to come on to head this off, once again, I want to take this time to thank the Lord Jesus for all of you that are tuning into this broadcast. Once again, may the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. And once again, I want to pass along this warning for those of you, if you have a spot in your yard, you can make gardens, make you some gardens, okay? Growing your food, I'm telling you, where we're heading to, you're going to need to do that. Amen. Now I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, shalom. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Yeah. Well, we're given another day, another opportunity. So it's great. It's marvelous. It's beyond words to think that the Lord has permitted us to have this moment in his planning to declare the good news, the wonderful news to mankind. Christ is our Redeemer and our High Priest. So, how's the weather during there, brother?
It got up to like 60-something, but it's been kind of, well, if I had to think in your terms, it's cool, but in my terms, cold. The past two, 3 days, yeah. But we got up to like 60-something, but now I think it's around by at least 50, something like that, maybe 50-something right now. But
well,
yeah, so you know we have a lot of mixed weather down here. You know, we go hot, cold, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of really nice today in the 30s. And
Okay.
So it was kind of really accelerating and, you know, it's just like cooling you off without the air conditioner, you know. So save you.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like the air conditioner is left on. So, yeah.
Yeah, we can turn on the other bill, heating. So it was acceptable and good. And today it was just in the 30s, I think 35 or 30, got down to something. But it was preparing us for, you know, giving us the adjustment to expect something further along the road, like cold, like yeah. cold and stuff. So different parts of the world can expect different things. God is great. Yahweh is so great. He designed the earth and the atmosphere that different parts of the world will have different seasons. I think that just wisdom that even all didn't give us just one season. Now, a couple parts of the world, I think several places have two seasons. But the more part of, I guess, in the United States, certain areas, they have four seasons. And we are blessed to have four different seasons, diversity. So somebody don't like spring or summer. Then we got the other two to deal with. So I'm grateful the Lord was thinking about wisdom in signing it. Parts of the earth was cold, very cold. Then the Arctic Circle, the North Pole, or something like that, and Alaska and those kind of areas. Then he turned over to certain areas in some of the African and Asia Minor people and Europe and the Americas, very hot regions, most of them. So the Lord just thinking diverse wisdom and giving some people, they run to Miami in the United States. They run to Miami in the wintertime. Most of the time they run to Miami or Phoenix or some other place like California when the cold comes and take their so-called sabbatical. But I think the atmosphere is going to change, that we're not going to be able to have normal, what we call normal weather. I don't think we're going to have any normal weather, what we call normal pattern of weather like we had in the past. So we might as well adjust ourselves, huh? Get ourselves ready. And I'm grateful because I was born in the southern part of the United States in the south, and primarily we had a lot of hot weather. And so when cold came, what we call, it's different from the wet cold and the dry cold. South, in the south part of it, we have dry cold, and that is different from wet cold we have, like in Chicago. And I remember that dry cold. Man, it was something frosty. It was something, because we had big, long summer. Here come that cold. Woo, my goodness. And it was a refreshing change. And so it is with the Lord. He brings about seasonal change. So now he's bringing about spiritual change, government changes, social changes, brother. What are kind of changes he bringing?
And these changes is the way they're coming. I mean, it's doing a shaking and doing some awakening. That's for sure. Definitely that.
Yeah. I was thinking a few minutes that we need to get back to the basics. The basics. In spiritual things as well as in earthly and other things, we need to get back to the basic. Now, America is in predicament, just like the rest of the world, is in chaos, confusion in a lot of instances. And they're trying to figure out what's the answer to all of these problems. And they get bringing in their brains and the excellent ones, and they're trying to figure out how to solve these great problems that we're having in the world and Pacific, where we live in America, how America and what's going on in America affects the rest of the world. And we're looking at primarily at the great environment difficulties that we have, greenhouse effects, and that's how it's going to affect the planet Earth. So they see disaster coming because we have abused, misused, and through our greed has caused the Earth to rebel. The Earth is rebelling. The climate changes, affecting the air, the water, and our means to inhabit the planet Earth. And we have messed up so with such greed that our waterways are just polluted, our airways, the environment, we're going to get a really, 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 what the Isaiah said, it runs, the sun going to become as an instant seven times hot. So changes are taking place because of our rebellion against the Most High God. Mankind on the planet Earth has rebelled and polluted the Earth, so there's a recompense. That's a repent. All right. Do we have Sister Anderson out there? Greeted, Sister Anderson.
Amen.
Well, they all seem like they're picnicking, I guess. And we were down to Independence, Missouri. I guess they took time off of good behavior that week. We was down to Independence, Missouri. And I guess they are taking the rest with their family on the weekend. Usually family people spend time together as a family. And I think that's good. And, well, since they're not here, I'm going to just talk about getting back to the basics of life and the basics of the gospel. When I was a child, and you was mostly raised in the South too. For a little while, the 18 years of my life, I was raised in the Deep South, a place called Mississippi. By the way, I'm Brother Lee, and I'm right now in Chicago, the Windy City. And we call it the Windy City for a reason. So,
amen.
And
Brother, we want to welcome all Sister Anderson. God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless you, brothers. God bless you. Thank God for you.
Amen.
All right, dear sister. We greet again. We meet again on the airways and Talk Block Radio as we speak to the world. We speak to the nations and speak to whoever people are listening, the glorious and wonderful news about the Lord Jesus and his everlasting gospel that's
Amen.
Being restored. And so good to hear your voice today. You are in an area where, do you have a good drinking water in your area?
I would say we don't. But we have a cistern, and we really don't drink the faucet water. But, you know, I don't think it's good drinking water.
Oh, well, we just came back from last weekend, Brother Nate and I, from the place called Independence, Missouri, and they have excellent, good drinking water. One of the few places in America, Independence, Missouri, has their water is gotten from the underground spring water. And so they have the second best water in the United States. So I noticed when I drank the water there, when I was there, it was a mighty, mighty difference out of the faucet. Normally I don't drink water out of the faucet if I can help it. It's so polluted, I guess you want to say. But in Independence, Missouri, have the greatest spring water, underground spring water that they use in Independence. So it just you could tell the difference. You could tell the difference. Mm-hmm. And actually, you could tell the difference in the food in that area.
I'm sure. Wow. I'm sure. You know, it's just a little small testimony, but Arkansas, they do have some good drinking water down there. And as a kid, we grew up on pump water and the vegetables. Matter of fact, we was raised on what my parents grew or raised. It wasn't a lot of store shopping because we grew and raised everything, even down to the chickens, the ducks, the geese, turkeys, or whatever. My mother raised them and put her chickens up in a chicken coop, and that's how we got eggs. And the water was good. The water was good. And today, you know, I regret that the underground water, the pump water, that I didn't hang on to it.
Well,
today, it would have been a great blessing.
Well, you know, when you move out of the rural area, what we call the county, a rural area, farming area, into the urban city area, there's there's quite a difference. When I was 5 years old, I lived with my grandfather and grandmother in the rural county Warren Curring in Vicksburg. Now, we had in rural county of we had what we call a system or pump water. There's two types. And back then, we had, I don't know what you call it, system, where the water runs into a system, a concrete system, and we had throw water out of a system, out of a well, a system. Then we had certain parts of Mississippi, you had pump water. Now, when I was when I was living in county, Cook County, we had system water, but that water was so nice. I remember when I was 5 years old, 4 years old, really, 4 years old, I can remember it. That water tastes so cooling. Now, and we would go up to the what we call the part of Mississippi, they call it further north and way up, they had pump water, and the pump water tastes different. And you prime it, and but it was different from the system water. The rain came down and came into the system. But I was so much difference in the my grandmother was, when I was 4 years old on the farm, I stayed 5 years directly on the farm. Then my mother and father moved to the city area. And the food they raised, we raised, when they were farming, I remember we raised everything. And, you know, there's just a difference and a change in how we raise food and how we eat food, fresh food from the farm. And people were healthier. They were much healthier, seemed to be healthier than the urban city dwellers, which seemed, the Bible talks about the city dwellers will have time to come, will be cursed in many ways, the city dwellers, because of the changes that would take place. Food was so fresh and eatable and desirable and smell. You could smell fresh food. Miles, when you're coming down the farm road, you could smell food. They'd be cooking. And you could smell the different smell, so there was such change at a coming place, and not all the change is good today in urban parts of America. Now, when I lived in the country, we raised everything. I can remember the things when I was 4 years old, 5 years old.
Amen.
And so my mother and father, they lived in town. I moved from my grandfather. My grandmother moved to the town of Vicksburg. But then when we lived in Vicksburg, my mother and father, they owned a farm. When they lived in the city there, they owned a farm. They worked. We had to go up and work a farm because he owned a farm as well as lived in the city and worked for the United States government. And so we had to have a farm. We'd go up and sit down in the evening, do some work. And I said, "Ooh, brother," as a young person, I said, "Goodness, I thought I was getting away from this stuff." But it was such a blessing of remembrance, the different changes affecting us today in what we call modern urban cities of America. And we deal with so many problems now. Even though we advance in technology and convenience, we are suffering so much. Some of the sickness and disease, I can't remember none of all this stuff that people have it now. We have been afflicted with poison, and the Bible talks about how we will suffer what we sow, and we reap what we have sown, and so much pollution, water devastation, environment change, and curse upon the earth, and we're having a problem. We're having different problems. Mm-hmm. You can't even give a good drink of water. That's a shame, you know. What the great thing, we got so polluted, we can't get a good drink out of water out of the system here with.
Amen.
And so we have to eat all this processed food and polluted water in our system to a great degree. But we are suffering because of greed and rebellion.
Yes.
We're suffering from rebellion against who and what. And so changes are in effect because we are reaping what we have sown. That's a principle in the Bible called in Galatians, where you sow, and as a result, you must reap. That's a reaping. See, God planted a law in the earth. If you violate these laws, he said to Israel, you will reap all of this. You're going to reap this. And God gave us an example in the Bible how Israel, when they were rebelled against a certain law. And so now we have cursed the earth because of our greed, and we cursed the land because of our super greed. Now the earth, and because now, you know, you can get have you ever seen these big chicken wings, double chicken wings? They don't put stuff now where the chicken wings look like they one chicken wing is so – I never seen such a chicken wing. Big old wing. They don't process, try they can get better. And sister used to cook chicken. We would put chicken – when we get ready to cook a chicken on the farm, they would put the chicken in a coop and clean them out and give him nothing but corn. And they put him in there for so many days, and then they clean the chicken out and put him in the coop. Mm-hmm. And eat corn, nothing but corn. Can't eat nothing off the floor. And we're getting nothing but good, clean chicken. brother, do I miss those days?
Amen.
Do I miss those? Amen. I mean, wow. And just a cool drink of water. Pure, clean water. It's such a blessing for your life and your health. You know, when you don't get clean water and pure water in your body, you get something else.
Mm-hmm.
And
so true.
But we're still blessed in America. We're still blessed in many ways because many people don't even have water in many nation parts of the earth. They get this filthy water. So we're still kind of blessed. At the same time, we're blessed and cursed too. I believe that we're both ways. So the air is so polluted with things.
Yeah.
And certain parts of the earth now suffering the greenhouse effect. Then the polluted waters in the oceans. They don't dump so much waste into the ocean. These companies and these oil spills, they don't dump all this toxic waste in the oceans because of greed. You know, money.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And the fishes are coming out of the waters and coming on the shore. Whales are coming out of the ocean. The water's so polluted, and the whales don't want to go back in. And so, isn't it something? Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Amen. So true. So true.
That's a sign scripture being fulfilled.
Yes. Times. Amen.
What the prophet has spoken in the scripture, the Holy Bible. All of this is coming to pass, changes. What we call what God referred to as judgments coming upon the earth. Now, where's that other lady who's always going on them journeys? What's her name? Sister Evangelist Helen Teague. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, I want to talk a few things about today, about the basic, going back to the basics, like starting anew. You know, it's a good thing to go back and do things anew and recount the days of basic beginning. Listen, we need to go back to the ABCs of the Bible and the basics.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go to the, like, you know, the fundamental things when you was a little kid. In the rural country, you had to go, and they call it the little book they gave it to us, the little book in the country. When you were 4 years old, when I was 4 years old, I had this little book. Went to the country school when I had to be four because when I was five and a little over five, I moved to the city. So I had to be four when I lived on the rural farm, 4 years old. We had this country school too, which I attended when I was four and a half. Almost five, I went to this country school. And then the country school and a church in the county, in the country, there was a church, the county, they had a little school there, a country wooden school. And if you were to say a bad word or something out there playing, then the teacher would come and get some soap and wash your mouth out. You don't remember that, so okay, but I do. Now, if they said, he said a bad word. And then the teacher would come and say, well, you said a bad word? Okay, come here. And so she'd go get some soap and put it in your mouth. Now, put the soap and rinse your mouth so you won't say no more curse words. Then she had a little paddle, wooden paddle, for discipline. And they would hit your hand, hold your hand out there, five licks, boom, 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 boom. And now, no, I can't get into that about disciplined children. I can't go in and get into that. That takes a whole week discussing that what's going on about discipline now. Between discipline and abuse, here's the difference where we're having a problem with family, because there's a difference between love, discipline, necessary love, discipline, and what we call abuse.
Yes,
and there's a lot of abuse been going to kids. A lot of abuse, not discipline. Okay. We're going to talk about for a few minutes and share a Bible study. I think we need to do some more research and study the Bible, just A, B, C. I think we done got so far ahead, we need to go back and reestablish ourselves upon the rock.
Yes.
I think we need to go to the ABCs, the basics, like ABCs. Start over again and build your life and build your house upon the rock, like Jesus said. Let's go back to the basics. Today we're going to do a couple of scriptures and go back and start anew and establish our lives totally upon the foundation of Christ, starting with the ABCs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to reestablish upon a sure and foundation the rock of the gospel of Christ. And we're going to start with the ABC. In fact, we never know anything about the gospel. We're going to start out like a child starts and going to the first day in school. You know how you start when you start the school, usually about 5 years or 6 years, you start out the first day and the kids be crying. He going into a new environment. Oh, my goodness. And some kids be crying. I don't want to go. Because he got to leave home now. He's been sheltered. Now he got to get into the school system. And the mother be taking to the school. Oh, boy, now, go ahead now. You okay? No, I don't want to go. But we got to go down this road of ABC. We got to start out right. We got to rebuild and reestablish ourselves going back to the basics of the gospel. And, you know, a house has to start with a foundation, which is called rock bed. And you build and establish and drill down to the bed and put that house and got four corners. You got a square and you got a compass. No, I'm not a mason. Okay. I just want to get that straight. Every time I mention a square and a compass, you know, you mention the mason, Masonic order. Oh, could I talk about the Masonic order? My family in the rural part of Mississippi and South, many people were in the Masonic order, which I'm not going to talk about tonight. And why did they join the Masonic order so much in the South? Well, no, I can't talk about it right now. Do you not know there is a positive side to the Masonic order? But the foundation of it is not of God.
All right, now.
I didn't start out to get into on this particular area, so I'm not going to get into it. But I am going to talk about the foundation. Everything has a foundation or a basic. It's like cooking soup. By the way, I used to love soup. My grandmother had a basic of cooking soup and go to the field and get the okra and tomatoes and the devil stuff and the beans and stuff. And they had a basic recipe of cooking good soup.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, do I miss good soup today. Woo, God, I can't get no good soup. You have to talk about natural things in order to understand spiritual. This is what people don't understand.
Amen.
To really understand, Jesus used a lot of parables.
Yeah.
And he used a lot of natural examples to explain or try to talk to different people in different cultures, the farmers or the fishermen, to make them to understand a spiritual truth. So you have to talk about a lot of natural things. And first, you know, in order to understand spiritual things, you have to apply a lot of natural samples in order to understand the spiritual truth. That's what Jesus did a lot. So,
amen.
You get Listen, when you build a house or any building, bedrock, and a solid foundation, and measure it, make sure the cornerstones are level and right. And if you don't, as soon as the house go up, it's going to shift because it's not built solid up on four corners. And you say, well, this house is leaning a little bit. What's going to happen over here? What's going on here? This house is like leaning tower or something like that. But because an error was made, and the house is going to soon shift. So let's go back to the ABCs of the gospel of our Lord. Now, you know, when you're in the military, and the first part of your training is called basic training.
Right.
Now, I was in the military. The first part of your training is called basic training, elementary rules and basic training. The second part of your training is called advanced training, as you come out of basic.
Okay.
You got to start with the basic now. You can't run past the basic. You know, just like the house can't go nowhere without a good foundation. You can't go nowhere. You may think you're going somewhere. But listen, when we came out of basic training and went into what we call advanced training, you obtain your MOS, your military operation specialist. You're going to find out what part specific are you particularly going to be placed in the military, called the MOS. Now, I was computer. When I get to advanced, I found out that I was going to be a communication specialist dealing with a computer and a typewriter, which I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Going to advanced training, there's another area which is called a specific specialist. You can go into a more advanced specialist training in a certain area that can be an engineer, or it can be in the dealing with biological things, or deal with command things, a certain area. But then there's a specific special advanced training, which is called, we would call it to it in the Army, Army Rangers. They had a specialty that they had a soldier prepared to be an Army Ranger. They were some bad boys. Okay. Then the next area of the special training, a special specific training, was called the Special Forces of the Green Beret. And then the highest part of it was called Delta Force, the Delta Force. In the Navy, and the specific skill training was called the SEAL. And the advance up from that was called the Sixth SEAL. Now, as we go back to the basics in the Lord, let's make like we don't know anything. We start down this road, and we eliminating some things and building upon a sure foundation. When we read the Bible, we're going to read it anew. We're going to act like we just came to the Lord Jesus. We're novice in the Lord. We're a babe. And we're ready to get our ticket and get on this train. And we got punched by Jesus and by the blood. Went down his name, rising and walking the newness of life, and the Holy Ghost is coming through our life. Now we're about to get, we got on the train, got our ticket, and we're sitting and riding on this train. And now let's see, where's this train going to take us to? Now, you can get off at any stop you want to, but your ticket may be stamped for a destination, but many people can jump the track and get off the train at any stop. And and they said, "Well, I got off at the wrong stop." Well, did you read what your ticket said, what your destination was? Now, how do you stay on the train, and how do you reach your destination? Because many things can happen to stop you from getting to your destination, right? No.
Right.
And you find yourself at the wrong stop or getting off the wrong stop. I noticed when I took the train down to Independence this weekend, it was very pleasant. The train was really nice. The seats were really nice. And the train would have some interference. And it stayed there. It had to stop for about 20 minutes to let the other train go by or something they were doing on the track. So it stopped for 20 minutes or 25 minutes. Or it had to slow down because of they were doing something on the train and go 25 miles. Now, in this train wrap, you have to learn one of the things you got to learn is called patience.
Mm-hmm.
In the Christian believer's walk, he got to learn patience. Because you may on that train and you may have to be set there and wait for 25 minutes. We did this a couple of times this weekend, 20, 25 minutes, because something was ahead of us that's blocking us. A train was being repaired, a track, or let another train come by, and we had to sit there and learn patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you don't learn patience in this walk with Christ, let's go back to the basics. Listen, I was looking and thinking about when I was in the military, which I'm not going to tell the story of my difficult and joys in the military. On this train, it's like in the army, you are in a barrack, a platoon, and you'll come with all of these people. They're in the same armor you are, but they're different personalities. So in this walk with Christ, we are the family of God, and we are have different personalities, but we're the family of God, and therefore we have, you know, different views, different thoughts, but we're in the, you know, the same family of God, just like you're on the train. In the military, you're in this barrack. So you're learning. And you're learning how to advance in Christ, advance. So, but you got to go back and get the basics. Let's get the basics.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like we miss you was raised there. I miss all of those good basic rural Mississippi food, the way they live. I miss some of the great things that made America great. I know Mr. Trump always used that word great, great, but I got this view about what great is, and he got his view about what great is. So I'm not going to get into that either. But what some people call great. Some people think their churches are great just because they have great numbers or great buildings, and it may not be great in the sight of God. Now, I'm not saying against it, but I'm saying they call it great, but what do God say about it? Is it great?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Amen.
Let's see. We need to get back to the basics. What is the basic thing that we need to increase? You know one thing I learned in the South, when I lived in the South as a little child? I learned with all the differences, they love one another.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't say they didn't have differences now. But I saw when I was a little kid, in the Baptist church and living on the farm, how they demonstrate love.
Hmm.
Now, it's a little different from just singing love.
Yeah.
And talking about love. I'm talking about in the South, I saw the demonstration as a four-year-old kid, they demonstrated love for one another. Now, they got their little arguments and their little differences, of course. But their love was greater than their arguments. What I mean by that. Sister so-and-so over there need to get her crop out. Oh, she having a hard time. My grandma said, okay, all you boys, go over there and help this widow over there. Sister, she need to get her crop out. Y'all going to pick her cotton, grow her crop, and then I'm going to send you a half a ham over there to help that widow. Y'all go there and help her to clean it up. They had such a love demonstration now. I'm not talking about singing about love.
Mm-hmm. Demonstration, yeah.
I'm not talking about no singing. Singing's okay. It just reminds you. But I'm talking about for real.
Right.
Okay. Let's go back to the basics. The basic training in Christ, starting anew. I'm going to ask the question, why was it necessary for the Lord Jesus to come all the way from heaven and come into the earth? Now, get back to the basics. Why did the Father of creation had to send his only begotten son into the earth. What is the purpose of him coming to the earth? Why did one called the Lord Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, came into the earth? Why did he come? The question is the most important question is about his mission and his purpose. And we need to get back, what was the reason that the whole world need a missionary come from heaven? And he was on a mission, and he was a missionary, and his assignment, why was the Lord Jesus sent? Why do all the prophets in the Bible point to this great event that we needed something because we had fallen through Adam? Now, the greatness of the assignment, this is why we're talking about, you know, we talk about greatness in this world and government greatness in America and this greatness and all of this and respect that. Oh, that's great. But the greatness, hallelujah, the greatness of the man that was sent into the earth, the person that came from heaven, from the throne, and took flesh and blood and came into this earth, why? What was the need? Why do we need to get back to that? Why need to return and understand that? Why we need to focus on this? I know there's other things in the plan of God, but we need to go back to eating some cornbread and buttermilk. And because in my day at the farm, we had what called buttermilk and cornbread. So late night, you got hungry, and you wanted a snack. And so they cook some flapjacks. And the lady in the evening, I tell my grandma, we want some flapjacks. And grandma would go in there and get a skillet in the late at night, and then we'd get some yams, put some yams in the ashes in the fireplace and get some yams scattered late at night. She said, my grandma, I want some yams. And so then we had some buttermilk. And she cooked some cornbread and cooked some good old cornbread. I mean, it was real cornbread. Sister, it was real cornbread. I don't mean to offend nobody. I'm talking about real cornbread. We're talking about the basics now. We're talking about the goodies, the good days. Let's remember.
Yeah.
So we need to go back and remember the basic of our faith and our hope in Christ and the laws of God. Because it looks like America and the world has gotten away from the basics of the gospel. Why did this man, the Son of Man, the Son of God, come into the earth? What was his assignment? Why was that assignment of this one person more important than anybody else's assignment in the earth? Do you know that the Lord Jesus, his assignment was more important than anybody else that came before him or thereafter? Now, we're going to find out. Is that really true? We're going to find out. We need to get back and focus on the basics. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I said we need to focus our attention. Now, basic training. Let's go back and see what Jesus' coming was about and why the Christ, why it's important that he was the Christ. We need to understand that we need to understand why Jesus, the man, his first name, it gave him a Hebrew name. His name should be called Yeshua. And Joshua, they call him in the Hebrew. But why was his mission attached to his purpose, which is called the Christ? If they kept asking, are you the Christ? Then asking, were you the Jesus? That was not the most important thing. They want to know, are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ? Now, Jesus, the man, the person, the individual, if he was not the promised seed called the Christ, the anointed, the chosen one to come into the world to silence the devil. Now, if he was not the Messiah, there's no redemption. He had to be the Christ, the Mashiach, the anointed one, the special one. Let's go back at the basics. In this broadcast, if we don't get back but one point, we're going to build on the foundation. I don't care. You know, people need to understand that if you don't build the house upon that foundation, finally, along the way, it's going to tell that you got off at the wrong stop on the train. And need to get back on the train, right? All right. Let's go. We're going to turn to the Bible and do a couple of study on a couple of scriptures about going back to the basics. Y'all can keep on shouting and doing the gifts and all that kind of stuff, and that's great, wonderful. And doing the money, well, that's great. But I'm trying to get back, make sure I'm on the foundation, solid. A, B, C. Let's start. B, C. When you was in the first grade, you had to learn your A, B, C's. Is that right, sis?
That's true.
Now, you didn't start when you were first grade, start out with no geometry about none of that. Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Some people were super smart and they could jump grades. I know some people are very intelligent and they jump on grades. But basically, you had to go back to the basics. A, B, C. Count to 100. You know that in that generation, there are people who graduate and in high school and can't hardly read.
Yes.
Now, what do that tell you? Something along the way. You come all the way through middle school to eighth grade and then go into high school and come out of high school with a piece of paper and you can't even read.
Amen.
Wow.
True.
So now let's understand that a lot of people in Christianity maybe have missed a stop in some ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back and see. Get on the right road and stay on the train, the narrow. And Luke chapter 2, sister, you got your Bible. If you want to turn to Luke chapter 2, why and what was this important event of why? There's one called Yeshua, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. They call him, Israel called him this. Why was it necessary? Why did he come into the earth? Before we can run the race, let's start at the right starting point. Start at the starting point. All right, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 5 and all the way to verse 9.
Okay. The book of Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 5. To be taxed.
Go ahead.
Chapter 2, verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife.
I'm sorry. You had to go to verse 3. Verse 3.
And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judah, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel... And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Okay. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men.
Wow. What an announcement, right? What an proclamation. I call it a royal announcement.
It is.
Now, this is an announcement proclaiming, fulfilling an event, the most greatest events to happen to come into the planet Earth. And, you know, it explains a lot about building where we start at, right?
It's not
where we need to start at, right, understanding about this.
Yeah.
We need to understand the basics of our hope, our faith. Now, it says in the beginning about this announcement of the most greatest event, I call it the greatest event when he died on the cross and said it's done, it's finished. Now, that's what I call the first. This is part of a threefold truth about his birth, his death, and his resurrection. Now, the basic of our hope, our eternal hope, where does it come from? When did it arrive? And why are people missing this as the most important event where they have to start at? Starting at, hallelujah, where they started, where their hope was born, where their light appeared, because the whole world was in darkness. Do you not know that spiritually the whole world of Adam's sin caused a children and a generation, everything that came out of Adam was in darkness? This is what we're going to understand. When the fall of Adam, it put the whole world in darkness, spiritual, cut off from the presence of their creator.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that the whole world was considered contrary by nature. Understand? Everything is born by nature. By their nature, they was cut off from the presence of the living God. And we'll get to this, why this is important, but then everybody need to know what it means in Romans 3, said all are under sin, and there's not a righteous man in the earth. Romans 3 said there's not a righteous person in the earth. It didn't mean there was no good people in the earth. Do you get this now? It didn't mean there was some good people doing good things, but there was not a righteous person in the earth. See, when people come to God, they say, well, I'm not so bad, and they may not be very bad. Because there's a lot of evil people that do great evil. And then we got a lot of people that don't do a lot of evil. They're just, you know, good people. They're nice people.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got wicked, violent, corrupt people that do great evil. But they're all basically in the same boat. They're on the same train.
Yeah.
Scripture says in Romans 3, everything that was born in this earth in Adam is cursed and separated from God. Because they have what? Adam's nature, fallen nature, the cursed nature. What separated me? I'm not doing a good person. You know, you tell people, well, I'm not far from God. That may be true, but you ain't in him, so you're still far. You're not on the train. You may be close to the train, but you ain't on the train. You may be next to the door, but you're not in the train. The wicked one, the evil one may be far away, but you are in the same condition because you're not on the train. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go see here. Do you know you can go to the movie show, and the movie show used to cost 25 cents, and you can have 24 cents. I'm short on one penny, but you don't have the price.
Amen.
Price is 25 cents. But the next person to come in line, he only got 10 cents, so he's far away. He needs 15 more cents. He only got 10 cents, and you got 24 cents. But the price is what? 25 cents. So none of you can get in because you ain't got the price.
Yeah. Amen.
I said, you make no difference how close you are. I don't need to whip it, but you don't have the price.
Hmm.
Well, the price is what? 25 cents. Well, I don't need it. One penny, but you don't have the price.
Amen.
Well, the other fellow, he only got 15 cents. Yeah, he's far away, but none of you got the price.
Mm-hmm.
It takes to get in. Now, it makes no difference how good people were during. The Bible declares in Romans 3, because of Adam's sin, we inherit the cursed nature. We all are cut off. I don't care how good you, how many good you did, how nice you are, how intelligent you are, you're all are cut off. That's why Romans says, no, there's not a one righteous person on the face of the earth, not one. It didn't say there were no good Christians, nice people, intelligent people, did it? It didn't say none of that.
Amen.
You're not lost because, you're lost because Adam's curse, nature, is death and darkness and separation. And so we all come in this world being Adam's children. Now let's go back about the basics. Here is something that comes into the earth that's good news. This is the good news that Adam received when he was in the garden. Adam received this promise. Because all Adam's children, when he fell in sin, inherit death and separation from the living God. They were cut off and going to another place, not heaven. And all the children of the earth was all dying, going to go to that place. All of the children, because they inherit the sin nature of separation from God. And they couldn't do anything about their nature.
Right.
A human being can't change his nature. Like a hog can't change his nature. He's a hog. No matter what he wants to be, an antelope, he's a hog because he's got a hog nature. And the hog said, I can't change my nature. Who can? Who can do that for me? Let's get back to the basics. Because though there's not one righteous person, Romans 3 said, and the people said, well, I'm good. I do nice people. I help. I get $1,000. I give $1 million to the charity. Those are good works.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them can make you righteous before God. Now, here we got to get. Nothing can make you righteous before God. Nothing can make you right with God. But one thing, and one person.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people think that religion is going to save them, or being good is going to save them. But that's a good, but it's not the gift. It's not the gift, because salvation is a gift.
Yes.
Why is it called a gift? Because you can't earn it. You can't work so many hours to get it. You can't have $1 million there. Here, I take salvation, I got $1 million. You can't buy it. Well, we're going to find out how do mankind become righteous before God and get back in good favor with God. Now, why is it necessary for all people to know this truth? Because they're trying to work their way like the Catholic Church and the Hindus who's saying all those different stuff, person doing all this, all over the world. They're in spiritual doctrine. They're trying, the devil has gave them a false premise, and the devil's telling all nations, well, you do, you serve this five gods, you pray to this tree here, and you do this, and you got a Hindu god, and you do this, and Islam says you got to do this, and so you earned it. You earned it. No, you can't earn this.
Amen.
You can't buy your way with this gift. Now, let's go back to the basics. Let's go to Luke again. Let's go back to the basic training now. How did Luke tell about this great event that God promised Adam? The living God, Elohim, when he created, he said to Adam, as he had messed up, Adam goofed up, and we inherit eternal death, spiritual death, and physical death. We got all three of them.
Yeah.
When Adam blew it, we inherit three things. Spiritual death first. Physical death on his way. Then the last one is eternal death. What's the answer, Adam? Genesis 3:15. I'm going to help you out of this mess, Adam. I'm going to show my love, my compassion to you. This is why Jesus, the Christ, is like no other God in the earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
None other.
None other. None other.
Why he's called none other.
Amen.
None one person is like none other. The devil left that out when he told the people all these nations and gave them this false premise. He left out a little dot and said, oh, by the way, there is none other that can redeem you, can help you.
Mm-hmm.
He left that little truth out. That's the darkness that he when he gave them these religions and these different thinking and ability, how they can deliver themselves, he left out a little line and says, oh, by the way, I'm going to leave this line out, that the promise was only one can deliver, one can redeem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to leave that out for you. So that's how the devil got everybody to say, well, I'm just, my religion's just as good as anybody else's. He tell mm-hmm. all these people in there, oh, my religion's just as good as anybody else. Okay. Let's find out if can you be saved by your goodness, your nice and your intelligence, mm-hmm. and your religion's just as good as anybody else. When Adam messed up, the whole order was in spiritual darkness and hell. Let us go back and read this wonderful story. And we also don't want to wait till December the 25th to read this, but this is good for every day. This ain't good for December the 25th only. Okay?
Amen.
I don't want to get tired on that MAS, Christmas MAS on the part of Christ, but that maybe tomorrow I'll get on that MAS part. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man is always adding his stuff to Christ Mass. You know, man, how a man always trying to make some money. And I don't want to get started. I think I can't get started on that Christmas. Well, how we get MAS to this Christ celebration. You know, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's go back to the true event about the basics. Understanding
mm-hmm.
what the word gospel means. The word gospel means, translated out of the original Greek, is called good news, glad tidings. What is the good news that God gave Adam for the world? What's the glad tidings? Why the world is so stumped and nations are stumbling what the answer is, even America stumbling what the solution is. Let's go back to the basics. The church world in many ages are stumbling and failed to tell people where and what, where and what, where and what.
Yeah.
Let's go to Luke
mm-hmm.
and tell us about this royal announcement over 2,000 years ago was made. Royal announcement to the earth. Hallelujah. Not only to Israel, but for the whole world. In Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 3, all the way to verse 9. We're going to get this
mm-hmm.
one point. We're going to build this one point. We're starting back like Primer. We start to break back like we don't know nothing. We're going to get it straight. We're going to get it right. We're going to hit the right tune for the whole earth. Hallelujah. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
With the...
mm-hmm. And all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary and his exposed wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days was accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came up on them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
One more verse.
And this shall be a sign unto you. ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
A heavenly host of angels.
Glory.
Yes. Praising God.
We could make our first stop to understanding that the living, eternal God, referred to as Elohim in creation, El Shaddai in his working, but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, says, as he had promised Adam in Genesis 3:15, he's coming. I will send him. And he is the only, none other. He's the only, and besides him, there is none other. Hallelujah. Notice the devil has muddied the waters, what you should trust, what you should look to, or what you put your hope in. Even in religious circles, he has used religion, government, social events to muddy the water. That's why he's called the great deceiver. In Revelation, Satan is called the great deceiver. He deceived the whole world. The whole world is deceived because Adam was first, through his wife, was brought to deception. And now Satan is working the same deceiving power on the whole earth, even in a Christian nation called America and certain European nations, concerning the basics of what and who shall deliver. Hallelujah. Who and what and none other. That's why I ain't scared. Tell people they maybe have doctor degrees and doctor fees degrees and theology degrees, and I'm not against education. I'm definitely for education. The right understanding. They don't leave God out. I'm talking about leaving out Jesus out now. Education, they don't leave out Jesus. Do you know that most of America is trying to leave out Jesus out of our teaching, our school, and they want to put Islam and yoga in all of your teaching your kids? Mm-hmm. You know, when you go to the public school, you'll be surprised what they're teaching your kids now in America.
Mm-hmm.
I know people don't know what they're being educated into because they don't go to these meeting schools and seeing what your kids are being taught, how they're leaving Jesus. Now, they'll mention them at Christmas time. They'll talk about Christmas. Yeah, they will say that they haven't got all the way away from that. But they'll talk more about Santa Claus than they will about Jesus.
Amen.
Okay. Let's move on. They talk about toys and giving gifts more than they're talking about the light that shines in the dark. Now, listen here. They'll make a great acclamation for one day or two and talk about Christ, and then let's get on and talk about the other devil's mess they're teaching your kids in the schools. Teaching them all year long. They're teaching them the Babylonian Roman curse thing in your public school in a Christian nation called America. Your kids are being educated almost like pagan.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't got time to get into all day what they're being educated to. I'm kind of thankful, at least that both of my kids are grown anyway. But I'm glad I don't have a little bit of kids because they have you praying every day and every night and talking and sitting by the table like the Bible tells them, like he told Israel, when you get every time you go to dinner, every time you have an evening meal, he said, when you go, tell your children. Did he tell Israel, every time they go to their meal or get together, tell your children.
Yes. Amen.
So they can see, he said, when you come together, the Israeli family, God's chosen people, he said, tell them and call them to remember why I brought them out. Tell them who I am. Make them to know who I am and what I brought you out and what I brought you out to do. And he said, every time you eat, when you sit around the table, remind them. Now, why is that so important today? Because we left, because we left that, you know, we left that spiritual table.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Dinner time comes, is actually Jesus time, you know, evening time. And when you tell, talk, where he delivered you out of the Pharaoh, how he brought you out from the Assyrian, and remind them what I said to Moses and what I spoke to him and the law that I gave him, tell your children every day. Then, as you tell them, show them. Now, the other part about the family thing, you got to show the kids, because the kids are watching what you do and what you say. They watch what you say, but also watching what you do. My kids taught me a lesson about that. They watching everything you do as well as what you say.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, Jesus said, except that we come like little children in Matthew 8, he said, we don't learn the lesson about the kingdom except we keep the innocence and the believing like little children do.
Yes.
Now, why are we losing the families? Why are we losing our families, many of them?
Yes.
Because we have replaced the Yoshata.
Jesus.
Well, let's go back. We have replaced the family meeting.
Yes.
When you come in the home. Because the first lesson is always in the home, not in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I know we think that the church is supposed to resolve everything. Not quite accurate. Not all the way correctly. It's the home where the first spiritual lesson is brought. Well, go back and see what the Bible says. Before you get to the synagogue, before you get to the religious house. So some of them may never get there. Okay.
Amen.
Many children are not even brought to the house that called the temple of the living God. Okay. They may never enter that doors. But let's see what. Back to the basics.
Yes.
Jesus. Kids are not in many Western civilizations, and people who call themselves a Christian civilized nation, which America has backed up from being the civilized. Now, let's go back and read this scripture, because this is a very important and foundational scripture. Hallelujah. And this is to all Christians and all nations and all people. This story now, it circumvents not only Israel as the chosen people, but goes back to the last day to all nations. This is an event that affects the whole world. Well, I got my own religion. I got my own theology. I got my own thinking. I'm a Hindu. I'm a this. I'm a that. I said, okay. I understand that. I understand that. But let's get back to you said none other and only. The Bible talks about only and none other. Only and none other.
Yes, Jesus.
Well, let's see. Let's go back and read this one more time before we get off there. We got hour today. Is that right, Brother Nate? We got Brother Hour today, right?
Oh, no, brother. You got past hour too, but you got about 15 minutes left.
All good. Thank God. I'm glad that train came back and hit Chicago. I was on the right train, got off the right track. Hallelujah, got me the right house. Didn't make a side trip, you know, didn't write the right stop. And so now we got to get back on the train and get ticket again, because a lot of people has missed something, the basics, the foundation, where they started, where they founded it. What's the most important principle you need to understand? What America is missing and is forsaken? And the world need to hear, and Israel needs to come to this. That's why this message got to go to Israel and the Jews, too, because they're not saved. They're not redeemed. I don't know whether you people think these the natural Jews are God's chosen, but they're not redeemed. I keep trying to tell people that God is no respected person. I don't care what you do a Gentile, a born or free. You can't die and go into that city without being redeemed. So they need to get it straight on the TV. That the natural Jews and the seed of Abraham are God's chosen people by a covenant he made with Abraham, not that they are righteous. Now here's the way people get offended. The Jews in Jerusalem who have not accepted Messiah, they are not righteous in the sight of God.
Amen.
I know the Badger said that you're God's chosen people, but did you leave out that, did you leave out that, you know, this part, the one line that says, none, not any righteous, no, not one?
Yeah.
That means Jew and Gentile. Read what Galatians says. There's no, not one. You keep the law, but you rejected the law because the law talk about Christ.
Yes. Oh.
If the law you got don't point to Christ, it's not God's law.
Jesus.
If any road that you read in the scripture doesn't lead to Jesus as the Messiah and the Redeemer, it's not God's law. It's not the eternal God of Abraham. That's why if it doesn't lead to the right ticket train, which calls Christ the Redeemer, then it's a mishap and somebody left out a line and you got off the wrong stop. Now listen, even though the natural Jews, the biological Jews, have the promise of God on their lives, they're back in Jerusalem, they are not redeemed, nor are they made the righteousness of God. God is not going to change his plan for the natural Jews. Paul says in Galatians 3, he's not going to change his plan for no flesh. All flesh has come short of Romans. And he said all flesh came out of Adam. Okay. Don't make me mad, Jews. I mean, I know I'm going to make you mad. Well, you're God's chosen people. Don't mess with them. What about not messing with the redeemed people in Christ?
Amen.
Are they important? They are the redeemed. They are the righteous of God. After the people born again and washed in the blood of Jesus and born of the Spirit, they are the righteousness of God. The natural Jews are God's chosen by promise, but they have not become the righteousness of God.
Jesus. Amen.
Not yet. Majority of them are still rejecting Jesus as the Messiah. So when you die and you knock at the gates of Jerusalem, can I get in? I'm a Jew. Don't know you. Who are you? This is the place for the redeemed.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let the redeemed say so.
Let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed in Jesus Christ, Yeshua, let them say.
Yeah.
The blood is on them. And so the only thing, when you get to the city, you're going to see whether the blood of Jesus. Well, I'm a Jew by Abraham. Where's the blood?
Yes. Where's the blood?
Because there's no other sacrifice but him, blood, none other, none other,
none other way, none other person, no event
that can surpass when the angel announced to Israel and for the whole world. That's why the heavenly host came and appeared. And they made this announcement over the earth and to Israel. Read this once again while we have to go back to the basic training and begin. Stand there and don't get off of that basis. Let's go with Luke says, when the announcement was made in the heavens and in the earth, proclaiming this great event called good news.
Good news and bad tidings.
Unto all men. Hallelujah. He didn't leave nobody out. I'm glad he didn't leave nobody. If I'm not a Jew by birth, he didn't leave my. If I'm not an Ishmael, I'm not an Esau, Ishmael, I'm a white, not a black, a red, a blue. I'm glad he didn't leave no one out. He included all to come. Thank God for the blood. Jesus Christ.
Yes,
I mean,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. None other. Let's go back and read this again, and then we'll be ready to come to a close. We'll read what Luke 2 said. We're going to start at the basic, going through the Bible, and planting our feet on the solid rock of Revelation. None other. Let's
thank
go.
You.
Read that. Chapter 2, begin at verse 1 to all verse 9.
Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made with this taxing was first made when Caesar was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary and his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came up on them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, on the earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Wow. Oh, as we close, I was thinking there was nobody to tell the angels, be quiet, you're singing too loud. Be quiet. I'm glad there was nobody in religion to say, oh, you can't do that. Y'all keeping up too much noise. Disturb anybody. I think we need to be disturbed, America and the whole world. The angels, multitude in the heavens, making this announcement. Back over 2,000 and what, over 2,030 years over there. We don't know exactly. We know it's been over 2,030 years making this announcement. And this announcement was made, hallelujah, in the heavens to the earth. People are missing in America and the world. And they said, this is the answer, this is the solution, this is God fulfilling his promise to Israel, to Adam's seed, and to the whole world. And all of America. America's not yet born. Israel is the nation. And Israel turned her back on the answer. The Lord turned to the nations of the earth and says, will you accept this great announcement and answer? And the angels of the Lord, which people don't believe in angels today, they have passed the law that angels can't come. Their tradition said, no, close the door. We don't believe in angels. That was for yesterday. What day are you living in? Okay. Where understanding did you come from? Has God changed, or he's, deleted himself from being the same yesterday, today? Angels make announcement today? Oh, no. But the devil can talk, but the angels can't. Okay, I see. All right. Let's see here. This announcement is still being sounded. It's called the gospel. Restore. The central of saying to everybody today, this same announcement and good news and gladness for you today. If you decide today to make a decision of your heart and your mouth and says, this is the one that I've been waiting for my life and for my problem, then you can say to him today, Lord Jesus, the one that's spoken of by the angels who said There is none other. And he is the only one born of this Virgin Mary. I know Islam say it was not so, and other people say it ain't so. But who are you going to believe? Who are you going to believe? Because Satan deleted a line in teaching the whole earth that there is none other and no one, only one. He left that part out when he was telling his lies to all the earth and deceiving our whole nation with their theology and their thinking. But we're here to remind you the line that the devil left out by Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, the Redeemer, promised to Adam in the garden that I will send. He's the none other. He's calling you today himself. Make a decision in your heart and say, here I am. I'm not the righteousness. I'm not righteousness. I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. I'm a bad person. I'm a terrible person. Whatever you may be. The cross of Calvary, the blood shed covers everything. Tell him I'm ready to be back in the family of God, back in the favor of God. I'm ready to be the righteousness of God in Christ. Yeah. And you can say to him today and call him into your life by faith and say, here I am, Lord, come. And Jesus will come if you mean it from your heart. So we'll talk about this tomorrow night, going back to the basics of the gospel, which will save America and the world. We love you tonight. We love you and our prayers for you. See you tomorrow night. May the Lord bless you real good. Hope you get a thinking cap on, knowing that he's none other.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank God for the blessed broadcast. Thank God for those you've been listening. As my brother said, don't forget tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, we have another full gospel message with our brother here in Jesus' name. So we thank you all for listening. And for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate, Sister Anderson. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.